Iran's president says the nation has a mission to develop despite pressure. Foreign Ministry spokesman says the date for talks between Iran and the P5+1 group has not so far been fixed. And Tehran says Pakistan is yet to provide Iran with new information on the arrest of certain terrorist agents. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome. This is Drum and Drum Network English News. It's great to have you with us. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the nation has a mission, which is building Iran to become one of the most developed countries in the world. Ahmadinejad told a gathering of people in the central province of Alborz that the country's development was hindered by corrupt rulers over a 200-year period. Yet, he said Iran has been rapidly back on the advancement track in its history whenever it has found the opportunity. Ahmadinejad added the enemies have gone out of their way to obstruct Iran's development over the past 32 years. Ahmadinejad then advised the enemies to cooperate with Iran and recognize the rise of the nation, underlining more anti-Iranian resolutions and more sanctions will be futile, as they have been in the past. And Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani has commemorated the timely and crushing response of Iranian parliamentarians on this day last year to the counter-revolutionary and anti-Islamic moves a few days earlier on Ashura Day in 2009. Addressing the chamber, the top MP said the symbolic march of the MPs triggered the massive nationwide rallies on December 30th, which was an outburst of fervor in support of the cause of the Islamic Revolution. Larijani added the demonstrations served as a slap in the face of the United States and certain Western states, which brazenly justified the Ashura unrest as a religious ritual. The top parliamentarian added the clear message of the December 30th rallies was that any adventurous and anarchistic move will face the seal of the national resolve. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast says the date for Iran and P5+1 meeting has not yet been fixed. Talking to reporters in his weekly press conference, he added the venue of the talks has been agreed upon and that consultations on holding the meeting in late January in Istanbul are still underway. Mehmanparast added the two German nationals detained in Iran have met their family members and have requested for another meeting on the New Year's Eve. As for the question of severing ties with Britain, the spokesman said it reflects the fact that the Iranian people are highly sensitive over the interventionist and undiplomatic remarks made by the British ambassador to Tehran. He further said the onus is on the British diplomatic mission to work out fresh avenues for cooperation and make up for the previous mistakes. A senior Iranian lawmaker says Britain's failure to tolerate non-political protest rallies flies in the face of its claims of advocating human rights. Head of Iranian Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee, Alaeddin Burujerdi, who made the comment, was referring to the violent suppression by the British police of student protesters who rallied against government plans to cut state financing of university education and increasing tuition fees about threefold. The Iranian lawmaker then urged the British government to reconsider its aggressive approach in dealing with student protesters, saying Britain should not tolerate non-political and union protests. Burujerdi also said such conduct reflects the notion that countries like the US and Britain only think about their own interests with no regard for public interest. Despite previous announcement by a number of news outlets, Tehran says Pakistan is yet to provide Iran with new information on the arrest of certain terrorist agents. Interior Minister Mustafa Mohammad Najjar said Tehran has urged Islamabad to immediately hand over the arrested terrorists and do not let them make any move inside the Pakistani territory. Pakistani officials have recently announced that they have arrested Abdul Rauf Righi, the younger brother of Abdul Malik Righi, the ringleader of a notorious terrorist grouping that was responsible for carrying out bloody attacks in southeastern Iran. Abdul Rauf is said to have been arrested in Balochistan on December 21st after his telephone call with London-based daily Al-Sharul Osset was intercepted, leading Pakistani security personnel to his hideout along the Pakistan-Iran border. Pakistani officials said last Saturday that Abdul Rauf